Before I end the sermon, Mr. Shen on Shabbos will be on clarifying how a discernment ends up being considered a damage. Not damaging anything, you didn't lose anything with a discernment case. Now we'll be concentrating on Shabbos. I'm trying to understand that. That's together with Tosis, we're going to see on Shabbos. But what came out of this sugya on the is a question which needs clarifying. It is that throughout the Shakra Tara of the Gemara, it seems to be there's two types of definitions that are out there that seem to be reasoning why it should be categorized as a separate category. Meaning, the Gemara mentions halfway down the Amud that there are types of damages which are nika, you damaged something and everyone can tell you damaged it. And there's types of actions that you damaged, and it's not clear to anyone after looking at the item which you damaged that you've damaged it at all. For example, you take something which is truma and you make it tome. Afterwards, people can't tell that you've done anything to it because it looks like the same old truma. And nevertheless, it calls it a damage. So therefore, Gemara says, Nevertheless, that factual difference is good enough to put them into two different categories, and that's why Rav Chiya listed them in a separate category to the classic damages, because the damages are classically listed, which are already mentioned by the Mishnah Rav Chiya. Because Rav Chiya, I'm going to list certain other damages, which also naturally are called losing him money, but it's a separate category because here it's not clear to everyone that you damaged. Another chiluk the Gemara made, and we discussed last time, is that you can either damage something through doing an action. You physically do a pull up to something and you cause a damage through doing an action, or you can damage something through speech. Classic case, the Gemara says that for speech is mesira. I don't do anything, I just tell this goy over here, there's the money, take this goy, Jew. Go goy, take the Jew's money. That's called, I'm damaging him, not with an action, with my speech. Says Rav Chiya says, I'm not going to list those things. It's a separate category. Mesira is a separate category, because it's a damage not for an action, it's for a speech. Okay. So it seems to be these two things are good enough reasons to put them in a separate category and either be listed in a separate category for other items not clear to everyone it damaged anything or it's a damage to speech, then that means it's a different type of damage and therefore it's a different category. That's what the Gemara says of it. Now, question is, it says, why are these theories or logics to say because it's not clear to everybody, or because you're damaged with your speech, that's good reason to say it's categorized as its own category by itself. Now, I understand that you can categorize things separately as saying this is a payment for replacement. These are things which you're paying for replacement. These are things which you're paying for replacement, not compensation. And these are things which you're paying as penalties. Understand those, you can say those are three separate categories because it's three different types of payments through your action or damage creates three different types of payments. So that proves that there are three different types of damages going on for the fact that you have a result of three different types of payments you're doing. Replacement payments, compensation payments, penalty payments. Fine. That you can categorize separately as separate categories. But to say something is clear to everybody, or it's not clear to everybody, or it's not clear, it's a separate category. Oh, something, this is through speech, not through action. Oh, then it's through speech, it's a separate category. Why, at the end of the day, are those good enough reasons to actually categorize them as a separate bracket in themselves and a separate type of damage? They're not separate type of damage. At the end of the day, you're going to pay, and you're the same type of thing, replacements, compensation, or penalty. But more than that, they should be in the same category. Just because it looks to the outside world differently because you, it can't tell you damage. Or you, I can see that you're damaging for your speech. Why should we care about what the outside world perceives what you're doing to categorize therefore as a different type of damage? That's the basic question we have on the sukkah. Okay. Yeah, they do refit in. Because now you, once you've done the damage which is not clear damage, or once you've done the damage for your speech, now you do have to pay, and the payment is either a penalty payment or it's compensation payments, and therefore fits into the regular categories which you said, so therefore why should I have it? That's the basic question. So, let us analyze one of the cases is Pigul. Pigul, the Gemara says, so why isn't Pigul mentioned? Why didn't Rav Chiya in his list of 24 have another one called Pigul? Yeah. It's Pigul, the item belonging to Yisrael. And now he's damaged him. Why didn't you have that? Gemara asked. Ah, Shalom Aleichem. Yeah, good, you got it too, that's great. So all that. When Dav Hei, turn to Dav Hei on the bus. Now, we're going to analyze one line of this tomorrow. We're going to see Rashi, and we're going to have a few questions. And through these questions, we're going to have Rashi. At the beginning of this year. So, you have to be difficult to go back to the question at the end of the year. What are you going to analyze? Go right back in the middle of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Daf Hei Amud Aleph, right in the middle, is the beginning of a line, is the line. You can use this. Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the beginning of a line is my. You've got the word my. The word my, beginning of the line. So, Rav Chiya is saying 24. There's 20. My, what, why is 24? Because there's two which are not on his list, which he says, I'm not going to list. There's two cases which are damages, which you pay for, which are not on my list. What's that? Lemute, my, Lemute, Mosa. One of them is Mosa. You tell the goy, take the Jew's money, that's damaging, but it's not on my list. Not on my list. Mafadl, another case, you've got a Kohen who does a vote, Shlomo Seder, not correctly, he ruins the carbon of the Israel, damaging him, also not on my list. But let's say, so why isn't it on your list? So it says, Bishlomo Mafadl, okay. People, I understand, is not on your list, because we're not talking about Kachim. Rav Chiya doesn't want to talk about damages involving Kachim. And the most of Mesira, telling Goy to damage something, why is it not on your list? My Tana, Lo Tani. Why didn't you say that one? Because Shani Mosa, my list, Mosa, the reason why Mesira is not on my list, to the Mitzur Gura. Because it's a speech. It's a damage to speech, not through action. The Gura Kamalari, I'm not going to list damages, speech, I'm going to list damages through action. Okay. Now, we're going to analyze the question. The Gemara says, Pigul is not on his list. Mesira is not on his list. But there are different reasons why they're not on the list. Pigul's not on the list because of the Kachim. Don't want to talk about Kachim when you're here. Mesira's on this because of damage to speech. And he's talking about stretch. Okay. Question number one. I don't understand. Pigul. How did the Kohen make something for people? What did he do when he did people? How did he do it? Not only spoke, what did he do? Yes, he fought that this carbon should be used and eaten at the wrong time. Now, and that fought damages. Now, is that a damage through action, a damage through speech? What is it, a damage? What is Pigul? A damage through action, through speech. What is it? Speech? is even less than speech. It's not even much so. So if you're asking me why Rav Chiya didn't list people, I'll say the same reason why he didn't list the Sira. He said, Sira, I'm not going to talk about the Sira like this, because it's a damage to act, of the word to act. So he said, okay, so the reason why he didn't list Pickle is because there's also no action. That's the Pickle's the same reason why it's not on the list as this series is not on your list. So Pickle's also not on the list for the same reason. But there's also no action. It's also through speech, words and speech. And why did the Gemara give a different reason? It's because it's a kochim. So these are different reasons. Say the same reason for both. See where people fall out of the category of my list because I'm an action guy, and these are not action damages. One's a speech, one's a muscle. Why did people come? Why did you say people is because of culture? Don't need a separate reason for culture. What? Gomar didn't say your reasoning. He says the reasoning of Mysteria, not because it's indirect, Mysteria is because it's speech. And people, yeah. Okay. That's question number one. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi by Pigle. You go to the Rashi by Pigle, the beginning of the Rashi line is Havero. Havero is the beginning of the line, but at the end, the second word from the end is Umfagel. Umfagel. Havero is. It's just beneath tachas. Yeah. So if you've got the line, beginning Rashi, everyone's got the beginning of Rashi, and the end line is Mufak. So it says Mufak. So Rashi says, what's Pigle? So Rashi says, Kern, Sheshachot carbon of Yisrael. Kern, who shat a carbon belonging to Yisrael. What do you do? Chatas, the same Shlomin. Some change the Yisrael, Shlomin. The same Ola or something like that. Okay, but the same idea. You took the carbon chatas and you shattered it for not for being a chatas, but for being a shlomim instead. The ein ha carbon Ola loch over balof. And now the owner has to bring another carbon because the person with the roof has to bring a carbon chatas. And now the guy, at the end of the day, he didn't carbon cutters. He bought a carbon shop. He still has to bring a carbon cutters because he still has that obligation. So the Kohen has caused him to bring another carbon. But start up, he still needs to bring another one. Now, very strange Rashi. On two counts, what's strange about Rashi? What's the natural place of Pigle that we just discussed? So it's the smile. Apparently he says he's not doing anything. He's bought our chatas and he's saying this chatas is a chatas, but it should be eaten after the time. That's Pigle. Rashi says Pigle is you take the carbon chatas and you change it into a shlomim. That's not Pigle. That's not the chatas of Pigle. More than that, Rashi increases, brings this same Gemara since Kabbalah increases Rashi over there. Actually brings when he scribes what Pigle there, he brings it and it scribes like it's natural case of taking the chatas and leaving it outside the time, but not changing it. So what's Rashi doing? Why is he changing it? He's changing it from its natural structure and saying it's a chatas, and no longer a chatas is a shlomim. That's not the classic way of describing Pigle. Why does Rashi do that? Yeah, you have damage to him. Yeah, correct. You have damage to without there being another carbon. But why is Rashi changing to the natural translation? What's wrong with the natural one? What's wrong? Maybe there's something, obviously, Rashi's not comfortable with what Pigle means in its natural state, even though he does say it to pieces. Here, he's not comfortable at saying what Pigle naturally means. You say the Nezik's the same? Yeah, whether he makes it Pigle or the natural Pigle out, it's useless now, and you have to bring another one. Or he changes it to Shlomim, and he has to bring another one. both of the tzaddis said that it's the same. So why not explain it in its natural state or people of outside the time? Why didn't Rashi do that? Fine, but he still needs to bring another cup. Does he is talking? Okay. So that's the first question. Second question, yeah, is that we know there's a halacha that if somebody damages kodshim, he doesn't need to pay. Not chayv to pay if you damage kodshim. It says re'ehu. Chiyuv mazik is only somebody is something which is not kodshim. If it's kodshim, there's no chiyuv of payment at all. So why is he paying over here? Why, when the Kohen damages kodshim, is he paying? So what are you going to tell me? The Rashi is a bit explained why you're paying. Normally we say when you damage kodshim, don't pay because there's no hilchus mazik by kodshim. Here we're talking about Kohen with kodshim and you are paying, Kohen. Just not on his list, but you are paying. So why are you paying? It's normally we don't pay by kodshim. Rashi a bit explained why you're paying. Why? Because you're damaging him, he's damaging something which is not kosher. You're damaging actually the Israel. Why? Because now, by the fact you make this his carbon useless, what you've done, you've caused him now to spend more money. Okay, so what did you damage at the end of the day? The animal or the money in his pockets? What did you damage? Money in his pockets. Is that called direct damage or that called groma, consequential damage? What did he actually do his action on? What did he actually do a damage on? And then it was causative effects. What happened over there? He did his damage, an action of damage on the animal. As far as the animal goes, it's kodshim. Because kodshim goes, there's no claim of damages in kodshim. However, there is a person who's not kodshim who is affected by what you did. And that is Yisrael, because now he's got money in his pocket which he needs to take out. Is that direct damage to the money which he's holding, or causative damage to the money which he's holding? It's groma. So therefore you should be hired to pay. That's what the Rishonim asked. Rishonim asked, no, that's groma. In my pocket, that's groma. So why are you hired to pay? That is the basic two questions of us. So, I gave out my comments. I hope you still got the sheets. I've got two more for those who haven't got. I'm not should be the ratio of pieces, or should be checked on your page, the page which I gave out. Yeah, everyone's got? Abby, you got? Yeah, you can use this. Okay, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So much for this.
As Rashi increases, Kohen, the pigle of Kohen, to Israel. A Kohen, the way that made pigle the carbon of his hands. Yeah, the Avi, which is concentrated, otherwise I lose track.
Okay.
A third, you make people the carbon from Israel. What did he do?
He thought that it should be eaten outside the time, which is the classic case. He's hired the pig. But ain't the Mashalim remains. But he doesn't pay when he pays, he does not pay for top quality stuff. He doesn't need to pay for top quality. Why? Because he damaged only with his speech. That's the same thing though. And it's not clear damage, not damage anyone can recognize. So Rashi is saying that for people, it's in the category of damage through speech, and the result of that is that it's called that you need to pay, but it's not called damage payment at all. But as you know, there's only 24 cases where it's considered damage payments. And what's the point of saying why 24? That are payments for damages. And the result of that is that you have to pay for top quality, because then if you damage payment, you pay for top quality. Stands in prisons, when a person mentions to people, he has to pay, but not top quality, meaning that's in damage payments. Yes, they got so-called damage payments. Why is they passing so-called damage payments? Because it's only damage through speech, and it's damage through speech, and it's not clear. So no one can tell whether you damage. That's last increase. Now, we've got a bit of a question. Firstly, the Gemara, by us, Baba Bakama, is just saying it should be on the list. It should be there. It is damage payment. You should pay top quality. So why is it there? Say that it should be there. But it's not what I'm talking about. It costs you. Gemara increased this, according to Rashi, is saying it should be on the list. And it's not on the list because it's not damage payment. You don't pay top quality. Why? Because it's a damage free speech. Gemara is describing Tiggle as caution, but has no concern of speech. Speech is not the problem over here, it's just because it's caution. And the night that you do pay top quality, just not on this. The Gemara and Kinesis is saying it's not, it is a concern. It's not called damage for action, it's called a speech damage, and that's the reason why it's not on your categories, because it's not a damage payment, and that's why you're not paying top quality. It's a double up between creases and Adamon Babakar. Now, how are we going to explain all this with our customers? Choosing by us a description of people, which is not his natural description. We've got clashes on that he should be paying at all because it's indirect payment, causative damage. We've got clashes that Rashi yourself and pieces explain people as being its natural practice. And we've got clashes that pieces actually comes to a different result from the governor and saying people is stuck as something you pay, but it's not called damage payment because it's only called digital payment, and digital only requires you to pay, not damages. Not only damage, only top called damage payment, so you don't have to take top points. Not these questions. So I don't know how damages has been everything fits in. It's hard to say such a long list. In my body, it's a damage. So now, so we're going to see a Tosfos. We're going to see a Tosfos on that few more results. So therefore, people haven't got the Mamma Tosfos. It's on the paper. Use the paper. Use the paper. It's easy to use. If it happens, send back to Gimel and Madonna's.
and see a association for that, I'm going to hope to explain all this.
Remember the Surya over there on Gimel Zayin, it says, you know what, we've got shame, we've got death. By Hashem, it says that it has to be totally consumed. By Regal, it says it was sent. Yeah? Like, even it wasn't sent. Yeah? Totally clear. One of them it says totally consumed. The other one says it was sent. Yeah? So, whilst we're going to say it makes no difference whether it's partially consumed, totally consumed, whether it's sent by the owner or like by itself, or in the day, that's the most thing. Could you learn one from the other? Shame to regular, regular to shame, even though one of them is talking about partial consumption, the other one is talking about being even not in sending, you're going to be tied on all of them, you're going to be tied on all cases. Even if it was partial consumed, even if it wasn't sent, you're still going to be tied on them. That's the law over there that we attack. So don't ask the question. Because you're learning from regular to shame that each case covers the other. You've got to pay here, even in this case, because of shame. You shame are going to pay in this case, you bet are going to pay in all cases because of shame. That sounds wrong. Moshe says, look at the Zimmer in China. Nene, set up the Machu Lukuma, honey, but it's so. We only make a hecation, which is what we're doing, regular to shame, shame to regular to hex. We only make hecation and make it you more stringent on you by talking about excellence. I'm a murderer, but we talk about modernist issues. There's no concept of being murdered by modernist issues. So why are you making a hecation to say to make myself to make problems for the guy? You're going to pay in all cases because Shane is going to let out for Regal that you're going to cover all cases and Regal's going to let out for Shane to cover all cases. So all to be stringent on the guy. Stringency using hedges is a concept in his law. Our topic is to you have to be masculine, you have to be masculine soon. But one more minus. So Joseph answers, Rebecca Tara or Rebecca Tara, Mindy Rebecca Tara, Loshma is Loshma. No, it's part of a halakhic Sinai that if you're using hedges, you have to be stringent. Whether it's marvelous, it's stirring, if you're using hecation, hecation results in is we're going to be stringent on whatever subject you're talking. That's just so Tosis Talmud with the Ben Talmud, which is about two of the papers, if you haven't got it, you have to look at the Shahab of Talmud. He asked the question. We'll go to Gimel, five Gimel on my paper. We'll go to that. His question. Up to then, it's just explaining Tosis. The Gimel, yeah, so got it. Tosis, Talmud, Rebbeinu Tam, yeah. Mir Tema. Everyone got Mir Tema, should be the bottom, like last line of that Rebbeinu Tam. So it's like, Mir Tema. The God, Rebbe, Dabi Roma, my side to Chumma. I don't understand. The whole notion of Tosis, both of us, in a humble has gone on. He's saying, we're being laughing. Why are you being laughing? Yeah, we are being laughing. By modernists. Even by modernists, we've been laughing. This is technically, the Rebbeinu Tam said, I don't understand. Thomas Rebbeinu Tam said, how is it shalat chumra in modernists? How do you say the word, you're being laughing in modernists? Because what's the result? What are you saying? Reuben damaged Shimon through his anger. What he's saying is a chumra. What he's saying? Explain to me, what he's saying is a chumra. That Reuben, who was animal damage Shimon, being mafne on who would be stringent on?
No.
On Reuben the owner. And that was the result of the stringency on Reuben the owner, that you have to pay. Okay, that's what Rook says is the same. So if they found an answer question, but is that a kumma? Was that a kumma? Depends on it. There's two people involved. Is Reuben and Shimon? Yeah. Whatever the one is mental for the other guy. Shimon was funny. So you make Reuben pay. That's a kula for Shimon. If you make Reuben not pay, that's a kula for Reuben. So how can you use the expression of kula by modernism? There's two people involved. Whatever's good about to be overcome. That's what Rebbe tells us. How can Joseph say, we are Machmir? Machmir, what do you mean, Machmir? How can he say Machmir? The Lost Man Machmir done with this. Machmir 1 means automatic make for the other done.
But without the sign, does the Machmir pay or doesn't pay? Does Ruben pay still? We don't know. We've got a Hackers. Either the Hackers tells the Ruben pay still, or the Hackers doesn't pay the Ruben pay still. We are going to be Machmir. What do you mean Machmir? The word Machmir doesn't make sense. If you choose one, you'll be making this guy. If you choose another guy, you'll be making this guy. The word Machmir doesn't make sense. So what's this about? These instances are chosen to start. What's the chosen? If you go back, the person is right at the beginning of the page, based on a balance. What does the person say at the beginning of the page? The person says, on the Mishnah says to the man, you know what? You should write just one of the Mishnah. Why write all four? All the others in the Mishnah. Why write all four? Just write one and learn the others from it. Learn the others. Tava Torah. Well, our mission says to the cards, because each one has a good, which is a good, but you can't have one for the other. So Joseph asked the question then, Saskash, the master, the oats, the mom, and the says to Joseph, says, well, God can make a question then. That if you would be able to make a card, if you would have technical problems, then you would make a card. I want a you don't make carbon photos to give people punishments. So how can the Mishnah say that only for technical reasons I don't say carbon photos? But if I wouldn't have the technical reasons, I would say carbon photos. I would say even if you wouldn't have the technical reasons, you still wouldn't say carbon photos, because the rule, you don't make carbon photos to give someone a punishment. That's Joseph's question. What's Joseph talking about? We're talking about damages. Damages, you damage somebody, you take somebody's money away. Why are you taking somebody's money? Okay. You damage somebody. You took his money away. He's lost nothing. Why are you now paying? Why? Because you're reflecting what you're doing. Or you're compensating what he's lost. Or we give you a penalty for causing him a loss. But is it an onus? What's an onus? What's a punishment? Somebody has to show he's over it. I've got to look on him. Yes? Yes? Hasn't affected anybody. Just himself. He doesn't listen to our sentence. He's simple. Fine. So therefore, he needs to get punishments. But when you damage somebody and you cause him a loss, the reason why you're paying is not because you need to rectify your problem with Ben Oz on the market. The reason why you're paying is if this, you took something from this, give it back! Give it back! It's not punishment! You have to give it back! A choice is causing that punishment. Why?
So, if you look,
the answer is the Yisroes. And this is the Yisroes of all the stuff of Asura. He says Yisroes in the definition of Hilchos damages. Remember I said at the beginning, in the first shir, 30 shirim, we said the first shir, if the Torah would tell me that you have to pay, then you don't need to pay. It's only because the Torah told me you need to pay, you have to pay, and therefore, only when the Torah tells me you have to pay, you have to be in that category in order to be to pay. If you do something and don't fit into that category, you're not going to be able to pay. Paying is a hitch. So now we're adding a bit of definition to that. Look at Rav Nachman in this. Yes, Shlomo. You first hear Mazik, who came only from a Mazik. The reason why he has to pay is because of a punishment. Maybe that's the reason why he's paying, because of punishment. Not because he's got something of somebody else's violin and he has to return it. No, he's paying because it's a punishment.
The other option is the Rabbi Yochanan ben Moshe. Paying money now is not a penalty penalty. The reason is replacing. You're replacing. You're talking about the way you're replacing. You saw that for a reason. Why you're giving the money. It's not because the person who lost has a claim against you. It's because Hashem says, I'm giving you a punishment that you did something wrong and you need therefore to replace what you took. But if I would say that you've done something wrong, if I would say that you have to replace, you don't need to. But the punishment you have to replace. But I mean, it can give up. It was given so much. Therefore, it's a personal obligation to a good faith and consultant to make good on what he did wrong, and therefore he has to replace what he took away. Because God is telling him, not because Shimon is telling him. Shimon, you lost money, but you've got no money to pay for money. It's only because Hashem tells me I have to do to Shimon, and have to get a punishment, and the way to do it is to make sure you get money. But you've got no claim to do it. Therefore, shall be a positive kuchum within Zohar. Now we understand Tosis. Tosis held like this, there's a punishment. Therefore, how can you make carbon payment? Nobody can't make a carbon payment, it's just a punishment. That Tosis' question. The whole thing of paying when you've done something is called the punishment. You're saying in the Mishnah, write one, make a carbon payment that you have to pay for others. That means you make a carbon payment to get something from the punishment. Who are rules? You don't make a carbon payment, it's a punishment. That's Tosis' question. Tosis is a given on the island, some loss. How can you say you could have been not paid? If you make Ruben pay money because of the heckers, you'd be make on Shimon. How can you say to make him pay is a whole lot? You'd be make on Shimon. The answer is Shimon's not having to do with this. Shimon has no claim to him. He has no right to him. Ruben did something wrong. The silent is. Did he do something wrong which deserves a punishment, or something wrong which doesn't deserve a punishment? Comes along with Hekes and says, you deserve a punishment. You deserve a punishment. And therefore, it's a chumrah on you. We've been not on you, Ruben, that you have to pay to do to silver and not be maker on you not to pay. Shimon! He gave, that's not a kula for him. He's not even part of the equation. He's not even in the mid Torah. It's a dream hit on the college ball for a Muslim. Hey, if that's the story of the all that I'm going to drop to, you can now come back to us. So we define Mazikim as the following. You damaged somebody, you took something away from somebody, you have to replace it. Or you have to compensate him, or you have to get penalized for causing that loss. Fine. But the reason is because Hashem gave you a punishment. So therefore, the reason you're paying is because you did an act of damage which deserves a punishment. That's why you're paying. You're doing an act of damage which deserves a punishment, then you get punishment for paying. That's the story of what payments is by damages. It's so very combat to us again. We ask whether you damage something where everyone can tell, or whether no people can't tell you damage something. What's the difference if, yeah, at the end of the day, he lost money. You made his trauma, Tommy. People can't tell. No, people can't tell. He lost money, so what's the care? Why do you care whether people can tell or people can't tell? Why do you care? He lost money. Why is that good enough to say it? Two separate categories. What's the answer to that? Why is people telling, a lot of people telling, good enough to stick to that two separate categories? What's the answer based on what we said? If the whole reason why you're telling is because you've done something wrong, you've done an act of damaging, which is an act which deserves a punishment. So we say like this. Maybe the act of damaging is not so bad as an act if it's not recognized to the world. That if you do an act and smash on these laws, everyone can tell you did a monstrous act. You did an act of total destruction. But if you let Shlomo to Meir, the act by itself is not a sin. It's not physically not the same, it's only halakhically got a problem. So it's not as bad as that. So the question is, is that act, which is not as bad, deserve a punishment? He said it does deserve a punishment, but it's a regular finish, not the same. Not only you get a punishment when it's clear to everybody that you did something wrong of destructive act, but you even get a punishment when it's not such a destructive act, and you're affecting it halakhically and not physically. Even then you get a punishment. And therefore it's not a separate category. Then we ask, what's the difference between you damage through an act or you damage through speech? Which is more of a number? Which, how would you, as a boss, describe an act, somebody's taking a hammer and smashing something, a vase, or does somebody say speaking to damage that? Which is more of a violent, destructive, avera act? Which is more of a violent, destructive, avera act? Speech or using a sledgehammer? Sledgehammer. So the Gemara says, Rakhia says, I only want to talk about cases where you're paying through an act. So if you pay because of a destructive speech, you also pay, but that's not my topic. My topic is when you're paying through doing an act, because a destructive act is not as bad, and that's not what I want to talk about. That's why Rakhia says, I don't want to talk about Mesira. Mesira, you do it, it's through speech, but it's not as bad as using a sledgehammer, and therefore I'm not talking about those type of cases. I'm not talking about things which are not that. It's Mesira, and Mesira is not as bad, speech is not as destructive, it's not my problem. Now we come back to the final thing, Tigul. Tigul, what goes first, he says, the Gemara, what says the Gemara, it's the other case, it says, it's through speech. Make up your mind, is it an act of damage through speech, or is it active damage through an active puller? So let me describe that. When can the Kohen make the animal possible through Tigul? Only when he's involved in the animal itself, he's shedding the animal, he's receiving the blood, or he's taking the blood from the bed, or he's drinking the blood. He has to be doing an act at the time of the battle. He has to be doing an act on the animal, not the person. Okay? What is this? Is this what he makes it possible? Did he make it possible through thought? Or did he make it possible for an act? That's the question. If it's for the board, it shouldn't be here on my list. Because I'm not talking about that. If for an act, it can be on my list, and I have to have other reasons why it's not. So what is Tingle? A Tingle is an act of destruction of damages through speech, or is an act of destruction through an act? What is it? It can only become possible when he's thinking or speaking if he's also doing that. So, Rashi tells us the one priest is talking about one case, and the one Baba Khan is talking about another case. Gemara in cases is talking about the classic pigle. What's the classic pigle? Let's repeat, what's the classic pigle? As he's shouting, what does the Kohen think? At the time, it's going to be. Said Rashi over there, that's not an act of destruction for an act that's only dibble. It doesn't affect the animal at all. The animal being affected physically. It's only has a halakha lapping on it. It's dibble. That's the wrong reason. But Rashi by us says, Abbas says, it's an act of destruction for an act, not for dibble. Why? Well, what case is it talking about? When you're setting his car for his status, and you're doing it when we're kabbalah and the same shlomim. What has he done by doing that shita, the same shlomim? What did he do to the animal? Did he only put a halach on it? Or he actually did a damage the animal? What did he do? Added a halach on it, or actually changed the animal? What did he do? As he shouted, the animal had the name of Chatzis. As he shouted, he changes the animal through the shita. He changes the animal from being a Chatzis to being a Shlomo. So it's not like the figure which says I'm affecting the animal, I'm just putting a halach on it. I'm actually changing the animal physically from being a Chatzis to a Shlomo. I'm act of shita. So it says Rashi, that is an act of physical act, it's not speech, and therefore it should be on the list. And the only reason why it's on the list is like it was in the past, because it's caution, it's not that caution. So therefore, we said there's no machlokes between the Gemaras, and there's no clashes on Rashi, why he's changing the truth, strange case. You know why Rashi changed the truth in a strange case and not saying the natural people? Because the natural people will come, the result of a natural people case. Is exactly not a destructive act physically, it's only through speech. And speech would be the result as it should be not on the list for the speech. That's what the reason is, not on the list. Whereas the coins are actually here, we're talking through a destructive act, not through speech, but through the actual shita. The shita is damaging the animal. That's my shita damaging the animal. Of course, it's damaging the act, it should be on the list. And you should pay. And the other things you do pay. That's not my little question. And it's two different cases of it. One is a dibola. It comes out of the halacha. That if you damage only through speech, the result is it's not called a destructive act of damages. You don't pay because of your son. You're not paying because of mazik. You're paying for different reasons, not because of Mazik. Because at the end of the day, Rashi says in reason, when you do piggle, the maximum of piggle, the result is you pay, but not from top quality stuff, because the only damage is you pay from top quality stuff. Piggle is not damage, it's not top quality stuff. But the piggle is not damage, because it's still having to pay. Okay. It's a Shem, the Shabbos, the Asian Zonin, and Tosis. And next week, the series will be on Monday and Tuesday, and Thursday. Has two cases. One, the natural, normal case. As Rashi says over here, the word single means another example of it, not its natural meaning, but it fits in with the word people, which is basically a kavana, which the Kohens have at the time of payments of it, and the bearer, but it's not a payment. The payment is not the source of it. The bearer is supposed to do it, but the payment is not a payment because of it.